Bertie here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. It has been a long time coming, but the Carroll Community School District's Board of Education has made a difficult decision during this month's meeting. In November of 2025, there was a discussion about closing the Shell Elementary School. During this month's district meeting, the board made that difficult decision to close that school in about 5 months. There was a letter sent home previously explaining what the district was planning to do and that the district's enrollment has been steadily declining. The Shell School has served the district well for 102 years. The plan is to close the school at the end of the 2025-26 school year and relocate the students to the main complex of buildings on Hooper Street. To accommodate the influx of additional students, Shell students in the 3rd to 6th grade students will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustments and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. The district has the funds to do that from the bond issue residents had recently approved. And authorities in Saginaw are looking into a Monday evening shooting that left a 16-year-old boy hospitalized. Officers were called to the area of 3rd Street and Federal Avenue around 5:20 p.m. on February 9th, where they found the teen suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to a nearby hospital and is currently in stable condition, according to police. No arrests have been made, and investigators with the Saginaw Police Department and Michigan State Police Major Crimes Unit are handling the case. When we come back after this, Jake's Plumbing and Heating will continue with local news.
When your furnace can't keep up and the chill starts creeping in, upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox heating system from the trusted professionals at Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe. Lennox systems deliver reliability, innovation, and energy savings that help you stay warm without burning through your wallet. Keep your comfort high and your costs low. Call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe to install a new Lennox heating and cooling comfort system for your home or business, keeping you cozy all winter long.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Ubley Road, or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom, continuing on with our local news. Emergency crews rescued 4 people early Saturday after their ATV went through the ice on Saginaw Bay, about 3 miles off the Pinconning boat launch. According to the Bay County Sheriff's Office, a 49-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy from Mount Pleasant ended up in icy water but managed to climb out before first responders arrived. 2 other members of their group became stranded when their snowmobiles ran out of fuel. Deputies reached the scene by airboat and brought all 4 to safety back to shore. The man and teen were taken to a local hospital for evaluation and are expected to recover. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.